You on, I'm on.
Blog Talk Radio.
Ridge, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, brother? We are coming, you know, we are enjoying this good weather here in Michigan. Beautiful day. Had the grill going. Got a cooler full of Bud Light. And I'm feeling right.
Oh, you doing the right thing. You got it good, brother. Hey, man, check this out, man. It's Sunday. I mean, I'm trying to find out what's going on. You guys have any action up in Michigan, or what's happening out there? You know, we had a
you know,
race down here. Yeah.
Yeah, we want to touch on that today, and we want to touch on we still want to recap Showdown in Motown last week, and want to talk about July 13th and that down on your ass shootout.
Oh well, shit. Let's open it up, brother. You got the floor. It's your show tonight till these guys come in. So let's roll.
Oh yeah, we want to. You know, we Lil Tony Slouch and Big Fred, myself, and Chad. You know, we want to first of all thank everybody for supporting us. It was a big event for the first time for us, and we thought everything went well, and we were able to go back and go back and recap everything and find out what we could do better. And one of the main things
right.
we wanted to make sure that we ran better was the staging lanes. So we addressed that, and, you know, we could pretty much assure the drivers that, you know, it won't be a lot of waiting. But another thing, during the grudge events, we know a couple guys want to do a couple hits. But as we expressed, you know, test and tune was Friday night. You know, and if
right.
you got a grudge race, we expect you to be able to get a couple hits in. But it was by far no... it wasn't a test and tune event. It was an event where, you know, the grudge races were locked in and we were trying to get them in. But we do want to apologize for the guys that did have to sit. We're not giving you any excuses. We addressed the situation. The track did not expect it to be that big, so they had half the staff there. And I think this time, you know, they were served notice that, you know, we're able to bring good grudge racing and racers to that event. So, again, you know, we apologize to the racers that had to sit. We addressed the problem, and we look forward to running a smooth event on the 13th. And, again, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for the support. It was some good support and some good racing there. Beautiful car.
No doubt. No doubt. Hey, Reggie, for those that don't know you, introduce yourself, brother.
Well, I'm consider myself number one Slouch, older brother.
Okay.
My little brother and Slouch were best friends, and they kind of grew up around me. And Slouch and I have become real cool over the past 3 years, and I call myself behind the scenes trying to make things work, try to make the shootouts run smoother, try to just do all the things Tony and Slouch need me to do.
There you go. So my question is this. At the next shootout, if there's any issues where either Tone or Slouch are busy, anybody can just come to you, and if there's a way of resolving it, you'll be able to figure it out for them then.
Exactly. My job is to know everything that they know. That way, if they're
okay.
absent, I can answer that question. And like I said, I'm a logistic and marketing person, so I'm just trying to make it run as a fine machine as I can. So, like I said, we were able to go back and look at some things, and moving forward, I think we're going to run continue to run a good event. We only can get better. You're only good your last event.
You know, the first time out, I mean, in my opinion, I didn't think the show was going to be as big as it was. So I know that the track was somewhat overwhelmed, but it's like anything. You know, you got your learning stages. And, I mean, so far, I mean, y'all hit a home run on the first one, you know.
Yeah. We, like I said, we're only as good as the people that support us. So our goal is to be all about customer service and making sure the drivers are accommodated for, and making sure, you know, we fed those guys if they needed whatever they wanted. We were there to give it to them. And like I said, you know, we apologize for the mishap, any mishaps that happen. You know, we recognize them, and we're moving forward. We're going to address them and fine tune it. So, you know, you got the heavy hitters like the Johnny Quick and Brian, you know, Chucky, and you got Never Scared, you got Wayne, you got all these heavy hitters here, Cold Killer. You know, these guys are they have a huge following, and they put on a good show. So our job is to make sure that, you know, they're comfortable. We give them what they need, and you know. In all the grudge races, you know, we're only as good as they are, and we got to make sure, you know, we give them everything they need. So, you know, up front, and any of the drivers that are listening, we address the situation. We apologize about the staging lane sitting long, and moving forward, I'm pretty confident we've addressed that. So, again, we just ask that you guys continue to support us, and we'll continue to support you. With a good
That's
track,
it.
And safety, we are going to. We did address the crowd, so that'll be addressed. It's already. We know what to do, so everything will be good.
So July the 13th.
Yes, sir.
Give me a rundown. It's July the 30th or July the 13th?
July the 13th. That's in actually 3 weeks, and. Like I said, it was that shootout was amazing. We had 16 of the baddest cars, and I think it was another 16 that I think wasn't even that are not even out yet that will be out. So I'm looking for a 32 car field and of the baddest cars. And like I said, the man sitting at the top of the dirt mile and at the top of the slide on the playground is Johnny Quick. And there's a lot of cars out there that can challenge him. I mean, that car is a beast. He's in the zone. But right there on his heels are some other cars that are in the zone. You know, I expect big things from Mike Panetta, big things from Chad Crazy Legs with that black Mustang that with the Pro Charger on it. Raj, it's just, you know, the guys out of Chicago, Turbo GT, it's just a lot of cars out there. But like I said, is how do you separate yourself from the pack? And Johnny Quick found a way to do that. So we're looking to see if everybody has got their car dialed in, and it's going to be real interesting.
Oh, yeah, you know, the season's fresh, you know. We just starting the race here, so. I mean, I figure by mid-season, it's going to get ugly. It's going to get real nasty, you know. But right now, I mean, Johnny Quick, he done risen to the top, man.
Hey, it ain't for the weak, man. Like I said, man, you find out whose heart's pumping Kool-Aid. You know, it's all talk.
There you go. There you go.
Guys, you know, the fake races, that's why we had that bouncy over there. You know, I was waiting for some of them to come and take their shoes off and go in there on the bouncy side and, you know, play with the kids and eat free hot dogs.
So hold on. So you didn't put the bouncies there just for the kids. You put that there for the fake races.
We got a big bouncy for the fake races. You know,
there you go.
We got
man.
A big bounce. You know, we love them. Hey, we got hot dogs for them too.
There you go. Hey,
yes, sir.
I think I got meatball. Hello? I thought I had Meatball on here. That's my bad. But
I'm waiting for Meatball to pull that green Mustang out. He got a beast over there himself. I don't know what he waiting on.
He got to come on
with
it. Meatball,
he got a green monster over there.
This ain't the time to be gunshot, you know. I watched on the internet over the wintertime the way everybody was going back and forth about what they gonna do. Listen, man, the snow is gone. I mean, my understanding, you guys now have a great facility from what I've seen I mean, it's time to let them go now. There ain't no excuse now.
I'm going to tell you who another sleeper now is, Aaron over at Neverskid. You know, that gold digger is on that bad boy ride.
Oh, yeah, that gold digger, they got it together. You know, I seen they had a mishap at the last event, but, I mean, you know, he can be dangerous. He can be real dangerous.
Wayne too. Wayne is no joke. Wayne is once Wayne get dialed in, you know, it's a lot of players. And I said this, you know, I feel a perfect storm coming up. And when everybody's car is on teal, and the difference between them winning and losing is gonna be reaction time.
Right. Right. Oh yeah, they're close. Oh, yeah. That whole pack there is real close. Now I got a question. I think you got a little bit of background noise on you.
That might be somebody else on. I'm not on.
We got. Well, I got another line. Hey, is that Slouch?
Yo,
what's happening, Slouch?
Hold on one second. Can you hear me?
Yeah, come on in, brother. I got your main man, Reggie, on here, man. What's happening, Slouch?
Oh, man, what's going on? I'm on this highway heading home.
There you go.
I told you, I had a surprise for him tonight.
Huh?
I told Slouch I had a surprise for him tonight. Now I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, it was said from day one. This isn't a one man show. I mean, anybody out of Michigan. In fact, it don't matter. You can be out of Michigan,
hey.
Illinois, Kentucky. I mean, you want to come in and run the show? I mean, that's what we're here for. You know, this
hey,
an open mic here.
Hey, you know what, Junior?
Yeah.
As of last week. As of right now, Michigan has the fastest nitrous car and fastest boosted car right now.
Oh, yeah?
You know why I say that?
Tell me.
Because both cars were in the finals was a nitrous car, Johnny Quick, and a boosted car, Raj, both from Michigan. Was no Chicago cars in there.
Well, then, I mean, Chicago got to step up then. I'm going to tell you this. We got some fast cars. We got some quick cars.
Hey, when Pete get that goddamn Camaro, man, he got a beast. He just, you know, like everybody said, that was his first time out. You know, the car ain't even dialed in. He got in the shootout. That's a racer right there. But when he gets that
I'm not going to say nothing about that because then they're going to be saying, oh, that's his man, which is my man. I'm going to tell you this. That's my man. That's my boss. That's my brother. But I'm going to tell you, just like you said, the minute that car get dialed in and it starts shaking the way
trouble.
It's supposed to, listen, hey, we ain't playing no game. Varela Motorsports, Pete, ain't playing no games. He's serious about this. You know, but it's like anything. You know, it's going to take a minute to sort it out, see what it wants. But it's coming, though. And you know what?
That's why we talk about a perfect storm.
No doubt.
We got these events coming up. When everybody's dialed in, it's all going to be reaction time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun.
And you know,
Yeah.
I was going to say, Pete, he didn't even have to get in the shootout. You know, he did that, you know, for the fans to, you know, see some racing. You know, I mean, he knew his car, which he was building this car still at the track, you know. He didn't have to get in the shootout. He wanted to get in the shootout because he wanted to entertain the fans. You know, I give him much respect on that.
One thing he is, he a racer at heart, you know. This is something for him that this ain't a hobby. This ain't a weekend thing. This is something where, I mean, like the majority of us, we wake up and go to sleep, and it's racing. You know, don't get me wrong.
That's why we got the bounty right. for the minority and not majority.
No doubt. Hey, I like that. I mean, so now again, for all the fake ass races, you know, you ain't got to feel bad. You ain't got to be in the staging lanes. You ain't got to be in the bleachers. You can come on, jump in the bouncy houses, and I mean, you know, you can have you a good time. Shit.
And all the hot dogs you want.
There you go. Hey, Slav, I got some hands up here. Let me open up, see what's happening here.
All right.
313-0448. Your mic is open. Hello. 313-0448. Let me go to the next one. 708-8152. Your mic is open.
Hey, I'm just listening right now. I got background noise.
There you go. Come on in anytime you're ready, brother.
All right, man.
773-9483. Your mic is open.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening,
Pete?
What's going on, man?
Hey, you got
me on speakerphone. You had to take me off because we got some background.
Yeah.
Hello. Boss man,
hear
what's
me now?
Happening? Yeah. What's
just
happening?
Just driving.
There you go. Give me an update. How'd the weekend go, man? Because I know we had the COTS race up here. I wasn't able to make it down there. So what went down this weekend?
It went pretty good. I mean, the weather was shitty when it started in the beginning, but the weather came out beautiful. The weather showed up for us.
Right.
We went out there, and the track wasn't as bad as everybody thought it was going to be. I mean, we had a lot of cars showed up. Even one of the guys from Detroit, Johnny Quick, was there.
Right.
But it went good. I mean, it ended up Anthony winning the race, and they timed out Lucas for trying to burn him down at the light. You know, you got a 5 on that car. They got a 5-second rule. It's automatic,
right.
And Lucas tried to play with the light because he's a turbo. Anthony's a turbo car, and he got a red light and lost. And end up taking second. Instead of taking 10 grade, he took 3,500.
Oh, okay. Now, for those that don't know, Anthony is what? What car does Anthony have?
The 2000 black Camaro. It looks just like mine, but it's black with a turbo off the front.
Okay. And is Lucas the guy that made it at the meltdown? Wasn't he the one who won
the
meltdown? Or?
Yes, he is. That's Lucas. Lucas is the one that won the meltdown.
Oh, that's a bad man. So he made it to the finals on this one. Basically jacked it off then, huh?
Yep.
Well, we want to congratulate Anthony on his win and Lucas on his runner-up. Again, you know, July the 13th, we got another showdown. You know, for those that don't know, Slouch, Reggie, Little Tony, Crazy Legs, they've been able to lock a deal with, in fact, hey, Slouch, you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, give them the rundown on what the deal is you guys got with 131 so the fans know, the listeners know what's going on.
We locked in June, July, August, and October. Them are the months that we have a date for, you know, throughout the racing season. I don't know the date as of right now. I don't have them written down. It's, you know, June 15th, July 13th. I think it's August 29th or August 31st.
July 13th is the event.
Yeah, July 13th, August 31st, and October 5th. Some are the dates that we have, you know, the grudge racing at 131.
And we want to make sure, you know, we apologize too. We had ran into an event with we found out last minute that was tied in on that showdown in Motown, but we won't run into that problem again.
Okay.
That way we
okay.
can get on the track earlier. I think we just had a short window.
I got a question now, cause I and Pete, I'm glad you're on the line. There's a deal going on between Detroit and Chicago, Illinois, where they're trying to get the top guys to go against each other. I don't know if it's five cars, 10 cars, whatever it may be. What's the deal with this?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking both sides.
I really don't. I heard about it. I heard it was five nitrous
right.
cars, five booster cars. The fastest booster cars get the fastest nitrous cars or something like that, but I don't know the whole thing.
My thing is this. I mean, the Midwest, one of the two sides, and I'm trying to stay in the middle. I'm trying to stay in the middle, but one of the two sides got to reign supreme. It's either going to be Illinois or it's going to be Michigan.
Well, month to date, the finals
right.
of last week was a turbo car from Michigan and a nitrous car from Michigan. So, I mean, right now we two up.
Oh, hold on a minute. If you go by tomorrow, your nitrous car didn't do nothing yesterday. It was both our cars that had.
Now listen.
now that the dust is settled, we still up 2-1, right? Or were those two Chicago cars in the final?
Two Chicago cars in the final.
Okay,
Boosted
so the
turbo
now,
car.
Now it's a clean slate.
We can start the fight over
on July 13th.
This is what I told you was going to happen.
On the nitrous cars, we got three real good, badass nitrous cars. But the booster cars, you ain't going to beat the booster cars.
Well,
Chicago got that under control.
Last week.
It ain't going to happen. I guarantee it won't happen on the 13th.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this.
Hey, you know I'm an old college football player, and I've always lived by let's settle it on the field. So let's settle it
there
on the turf.
You know, y'all
bring y'all baddest, and we'll bring our baddest, and we'll settle that in that shootout.
That's what I like.
That's what I'm talking about. That's okay. Now hold on, because you know everything. I hate to say it like this. Everything is based off of steps. In
ain't no steps
grudge.
In the shootout. We
got
the
same.
That's
what I'm saying.
It's the same.
How many?
It's the same rules from last week. We carrying over to the 13th.
Okay.
Everybody put their nuts in their hand, and let's see what happens.
Okay.
And
so as long as you know,
the last two guys, runner up, and the winner, it'll be from Chicago on the 13th.
The runner up and the winner.
Pete. So you're marking it today that
marking it today.
July 13th,
you heard me on live.
Okay. Now we all know all this shit recorded. He doing like Nostradamus now.
He said
July 13th,
gonna sweep.
The winner and
the
runner up
four,
are gonna be out of Chicago.
Listen, the final four is gonna be out of Michigan.
Shit. Hey man, I mean
it's gonna be. It's gonna be two cars from Detroit, two cars from Chicago.
I ain't even going out like that, George. I'm surprised you going out like that. The final four is gonna be out of Michigan.
Hey,
we ain't even calling you number one slouch. You just slouch for saying that.
Let me open up a couple mics because I got some hands up from Illinois and I got some hands up from Michigan. Let's see what's really going on here. 313-0178. Your mic is open. Hello. 313-0178. Your mic is open. Nope, he's out. 708-8152. Your mic is open.
Hello.
Yeah, you're open, but you got to close that window. You got some background noise. Who we got here? Seven oh 8152. Your mic is open. No, then I had to take him out. Yeah, so there's only one way to settle this. I mean,
I respect a man. Hey, a man wouldn't be a man if a grudge racer wouldn't be a grudge racer if he didn't represent his city or his territory. You supposed to say, you know, I'm number one. Don't get in the game I'm never gonna tell a man he ain't the man. But I'm gonna tell the man that the guys over here, they ain't playing.
Right.
You got.
Well, you know what? Listen.
You got Johnny Quick. You got Wayne. You got Crazy Legs. You got Brian Chucky. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Down on their ass. That's why
you
want to
do that. Are they
going to
have the 28-29?
Huh? If we can get 29, we'll put the 29 in there. That's why it's called down on your ass shootout.
Oh, so this one's been named the down on your ass shootout, huh?
Yes, sir.
That's what's happening then. That's what's happening. I personally, right now, I stay on the middle of the fence. You know, but when it comes to it, I got to ride with Chicago. I got to ride with Illinois.
You're supposed to.
No doubt, but I'm going to say this. In my opinion, you know, standing on the outside looking in, both sides have some really fast cars.
I think this is going to be one of the best years of grudge racing that we're going to be talking about for years to come. You know, 10 years from now, we're going to be like, man, can you believe the racing that went down? It's just I respect all the races. We respect all the races because I mean they all class acts, and they put this is serious. This is serious. That's why I said the bouncy. I'm going to put a sticker on the bouncy. Grown up bouncy and the infant, 12 and under. Seriously. You're going to be a bunch of fake ass racers jumping around in the bouncy with no shoes on, but they're going to have their helmets on.
You're right. You're right about that.
Is my mic open?
Yeah. Who's this?
This chemo Bookie say Danye is the baddest motherfucker on the planet Earth.
Hold on, but you know Bookie. Hey, well you ain't gotta say it. Let Danye come in and say it. Let Bookie come in and say it. I mean, I told him I didn't think Danye wanted
him to label him that, but you know Bookie say you can tell him I said it.
Chemo.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for you to put both your foot in somebody's ass with that car.
I'm trying to put it in his ass.
I said both foots with cleats.
I'm trying to step off in his ass if he start playing dodgeball.
Now, hold on, Chemo. I can't let you say nothing about Biz because Biz ain't on the show. You know, I'm gonna tell you,
Junior. Biz ain't going to stand up and get on the show.
I put it like this. He a grown man. He can do what he chooses to do. But I can't let you come on here and bash him. And he ain't put his hand up.
He can't do what he want to do. He got a gag order. Jay Bonds has made a gag order. He can't
see,
go where he want to go.
Okay. Now hold on. I'm gonna backtrack again.
You ain't saying he got that that little red ball in his mouth, dude.
Listen,
yeah,
see,
yeah.
I can't. Hey, Kimo, I'm going to mute your mic. I can't let you shoot at the man if he ain't here. But I will say this. At some point, because I see between Little Tony, Biz, Grudge Inc., the Motor City Mafia, sooner or later, y'all got to stop bullshitting. You're going to have to race. I understand.
Yeah.
One guy don't want to go this way. One guy don't want to go that way. You know what's the bottom line? Find a neutral track, you know, where both those from down south, those from up north, it's a neutral track. Ain't nobody got home court advantage. And motherfucker, beat each other's brains.
That's gonna be a true. When you say grudge, that's gonna be a true grudge race.
I mean, that's it. I mean, sooner or later, listen. Tone can yell on this side of the fence. This the Hatfields and the McCoys right now. He could yell this side of the fence. Biz can yell on the other side of the fence, and until they both cross over that fence, the rest of that shit don't mean nothing. Me as a grudge racer, me as a grudge racing fan, man, I ain't trying to hear none of that. Let these motherfuckers go. Grudge Inc., get your best guys together. Motor City Mafia, get your best guys together. Find you a neutral spot, and let's see who's who.
You know, get your best 10 cars, we get our best 10 cars.
But you know what the thing is? It ain't got to be 10 cars. You got guys, I'm going to give you an example. You got guys that got 10-second street cars that'll race all day long. If that's one of your boys,
yes,
man, let him come down there and beat some. If your man, without throwing numbers, if your man just set the national record, your man down there. Let the big boys sit against each other. You know? Cause
what do you got to say, Junior, when a mom, another grown man tell a man he can't go here and there to race?
But you okay, see, this is something. I can't speak on that because I wasn't privileged to the conversation. But if one man can't, no man tell another man what to do. At best, the most you could do is suggest to that man, hey, man, this is wrong, this is right, do this, don't do this. But of telling another man what to do, oh, no. You know, now, is that the situation? I don't know. I can't say yes, it is. You know? But regardless, I look at it like this. If you got your dog on a leash and that dog is scratching, let that dog go. Let him go. I like them dog fights too. Not that I condone it, not that I'm a part of it, but yeah, if he's scratching, let him go. Shit, you know?
Hell yeah.
Hey Riz, let me open up a couple here. See what's happening. 313-0448. Your mic is open.
That ain't nobody but Neil.
Let me go to the next one. Hey, somebody got me on a speaker. You can take me on a speaker.
Whoever on speaker, get them on.
6:30, 1551, your mic is open.
What's going on, Jimmy?
Who's this?
You know who this is. Yeah.
Hey, hold on now. That's the Gazillionaire. What's
Gazillionaire?
Hey,
what's going on, brother?
Man, only person I seen stand up for Michigan was Johnny Quick. Where the rest of them guys was that they didn't come to cops?
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
The three people in the semifinals was Michigan.
I can't let you do that now.
Hold on, Junior. The three cars was Johnny Quick.
Oh, he's talking about in Koch. He talking about Koch, big fella. He ain't talking about
in Koch.
Tony's race.
This weekend at the Koch race.
Prep track.
They had the sole representative, Johnny Quick, which we got to thank
Quick.
Johnny Quick for coming down here. I'm going to tell you this. If Johnny
hey,
Quick
let me
is
tell
a
you
part
this.
Of the Motor
Listen.
City Mafia,
hey.
He a cold killer. He's traveling.
When Obama go over to other countries, we don't send everybody. We send Obama. So we send we ain't gotta send everybody. We back here getting shit together. Hey, bring y'all back on over here and take that whooping.
Hold on, y'all pumping y'all chest talking about them boost cars over there and this and that. Why y'all didn't show up in cars? Johnny Quick came over. He had to run Lucas.
We sent our Obama. We only needed one person, the president, right now.
Hey, you know, y'all pumping y'all chest, but we got a lot of boost cars over here, and I don't think none of y'all boost cars can whoop none of our boost cars over here.
Let me tell you this. We drew our line in the sand on July 13th. Cross the line.
Okay.
Hey.
So it was more blue cars over here than nitro cars over here.
And when they come, we may even feed them.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, come on over to our yard. We'll give you something to eat.
Yeah.
Danny, just for you to know, July 13th, we're trying to get something going with Junior's Boost Car against Purple GT and SVO. We're going to take y'all baddest boost cars and give them a little something up their ass and send them on home.
Hey, Kimo. You know that boy Anthony, you know what I'm saying? He a boost car. He likes to go out the back door. Hello?
Yeah. Bring him to me. Hold on.
Man, listen here, man. It's the more boost cars that's over here that's willing to go. So y'all all about to get the baddest boost cars over there.
Like we said, we gave y'all a date. We sent the invitation. Knock on the door.
I'm
gonna make this real easy, man. This is the bottom line. Reggie, Slouch, and Kimo, on behalf of Michigan, said any car out of Chicago, Illinois, I'm going to open it up to Indiana, Ohio, and Wisconsin.
You know what,
man?
That's what I was going to say.
Hold on, Kimo. Let me finish. That
cross the state line
on July the 13th, got action in that shootout. Bring your best cars. So now, I mean, they open the door. They've given us the facility to do it on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know what, Junior? And I'm going to get in touch with all them boost cars that was just at Cox and see if they want to travel over there and go over there and just whoop some ass in the Motor City. That's all.
We have a bouncy house for them. Now, don't tell them about the bouncy house.
Hey, Danny.
Go ahead.
I don't know you 100 years. You know, I believe in going in somebody's house, taking them into the basement, and whooping their ass in their house, and going to their refrigerator before I leave. I ain't got a problem with that. So I mean, get it together.
What you gonna eat out of the refrigerator? You gonna go in there and get his milk and cookies?
Oh no! I'm what they call lactose intolerant, but I look for their leftovers. I don't care what it is: chicken, mashed potatoes. It don't matter. Shit. I might even take the kids.
We gonna have some of that good food we cooked the last time in there. So they can go on in the kitchen if they're bad enough.
Oh, no doubt.
Hey, Junior, Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Ben said open up his mic.
Okay,
that's what
what's his number?
Man.
Hey. Let me see if this number right here, 708-0992. Your mic is open.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey,
I didn't hear everything. What's going
Biz,
on, Junior?
Biz,
how you doing?
What's happening, Biz? Brother? Man, I tried holding him back. You see that? I kept telling
him,
man, hold on, man.
Don't. Hey, please, Junior, don't hold him back. Don't. Junior, I'm a bear, and there's a whole bunch of honey. There's a whole bunch of bees around me. Pour honey on me, please.
Well, hey, guess what I'm gonna do? For those who know me, I smoke like a freight train. Hey, Biz, go on, take over this shit real quick while I go get a cigarette right now.
Okay, I got a text from my main man. Said Kimo has something to say, so I didn't hear what you had to say, Kimo. So if you can retract what you said so I can dissect every sentence that came out of your mouth.
June 13th, let me
put
it easy for you. July 13th.
Okay. Before you say June 13th, so you say June 13th. Nah.
July.
Okay, July 13th. July 13th. If you get Kurgan a plane ticket in a hotel room, and I put the gas and get in the car up there, Lock your car in. Head up, Pro Tree, 8 Mile.
Hold on, Kimo. Hey, Biz, can you give us like a week to sort that out?
Okay, no problem.
Okay,
because one thing, my car is in Brazelton, Georgia. My car coming up there the 27th of July for my race. I'm not gonna spend $2,000 getting it up there 2 weeks before. And have to come right back down and spend another $2,000 getting back up there.
Now you know if you bring your car, you're the only one moved out of Chicago. If you bring that thing,
No. Little Tony ain't moved out of Chicago. His car down here. His car closer to me than it is you. So what are you saying?
I don't got nothing.
Let's talk facts. Let's not talk.
I'm talking facts right here. Now
my car is
facts.
With my tuner. Hold on. Before you say I moved out of somewhere, my car been in Georgia since after November 3rd when it came down here.
I'm showing you where you don't have to take your car. You born and raised in Chicago, Illinois, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know you got plenty of family over there. Leave the car. You come on up the week before. Leave the car in the garage. Y'all got to
That's
come back.
Weeks.
You got to come for
That's
your race,
weeks.
Right?
I listen to what I said, Kimo. You're not listening. I said I'm going to pay for my car to come up there. You pay for the plane ticket and the hotel room and his expenses.
Hey, you know what?
That's
I'm going to give. I think we're going to do that. We're going to
give him a
talk.
There ain't no problem. Lock your fag self in with your car. Pay for mine.
Against your car,
you
man.
You sweet.
Man,
hey, can you say the N-word on here? Can you say the N-word on this show?
Yep.
We'll give you 30 seconds
you
to sing.
You sweet nigga, you. You locked in.
Come on.
Hair up. Old tree, eighth of mine.
Hey, there's kids listening to this show. Don't say that again,
okay.
Please.
Okay. I apologize.
That was the disclaimer, but whatever you say after that, that's on you. Come on with it, brother.
A thousand apologies. That's
hey,
why
I
want to
lock
in. Locked in. Man, it can be July 12th.
Listen,
all I said is,
I'm going to have you contact Kurt.
Go ahead. I'm going to listen.
If we lock in, it's going to be July 13th, 8 Mile, before dark.
No. Ain't no before dark. Put a time limit on it. Put a time limit
what?
On it, sir. No before dark. We're going to do in the staging lanes by 8. Let's be specific. I like a contract. So don't be no misunderstanding.
You can't get no more void than that. July 13th, your car, little Junior, small block Ford, stock suspension.
Man, my car ain't changed, man.
Fuck.
My car ain't changed. My car against your car.
I tell you
to strap on 28. So let's not get to the stiffing. My car against your car.
I'm not strapping on 28. You can say that.
I'm not asking you to.
I don't want you to.
I'm gonna call in your show to lock it in. I'm gonna call your show.
Hey, you don't have to listen, Kimo. You don't have to call my show lock in. You call my tuner. That's the deciding factor. That's all you need to do. I'm gonna text you his number. You clear his schedule. You locked in, sir. You don't have to. You don't have to.
So I gotta clear his schedule.
That's what I keep trying to tell you. I'm not trying to be no crab and tell you to come to. Listen, man, I'm not trying to boost up my show on the 27th and tell you to come over there. I'm not, I don't need to do that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He coming up on the 27th. So you trying to
get
him to come up 2 weeks earlier. Didn't you just tell me Junior could come over to my show because he got something to do? So what's the difference from your tuner and your driver?
Let me stop you. It ain't just Junior. I got something to do.
So what you got to do is more important than what he got to do. He has stuff to do too, bro.
You dodged it, man. You said you could come up with Kirk and had a class race for a little Tony race. Let me show you where you're lying at. Your man come on the internet and say Kirk if he had vacation. Which one is it, class race or vacation?
Hold on. Did he have something to do? He told me class.
He told E-Works he was on vacation.
So now, if he'd have went somewhere grudge racing with me, then that would have been a lie. But he had something to do that weekend. So what's the difference? If he had to go to the moon, it don't matter what he had to do. He had something to do. That's the problem. What did you do in November 3rd when you didn't have your driver down here? What did you do?
I brought my own car. Came down and put somebody in my car. See, that's the difference.
Did you race?
DJ Grant broke something, right?
DJ wasn't the only car you was locked in with, Kimo. Man, you could have raced that night. I whooped two cars earlier. I don't need to go back and forth with you without this, man. I put on Motown Muscle where my car and my tuner gonna be. Go try to lock in Big Boss Factory. Hold on. I'm gonna give you a prime example. Go lock in Big Ball Factor before he lock you in. He gonna go check on Stevie Jackson's schedule. Then he gonna lock you in.
I'm not trying to raise ball factor.
I'm giving you an example, man. You know what, man? It must be the water on the east side because you don't listen. I'm giving you an example. An example. I'm telling you.
You gonna text me? Kimo,
you ain't trying to race. You just trying to talk. That's why you ain't racing 2 years.
My question is, Kimo.
Yeah, I'm done.
My question is this: Biz said this is what he said. Now, Biz said he willing to bring his car up 2 weeks in advance. Okay. The only issue is getting his tuner and his driver there. If it's something
the same person
you want to accommodate, then lock it in. If it's something that you don't want to accommodate.
Junior, did you hear in the second sentence that you got to clear his driver's schedule?
Well, I mean, okay, but he's saying, listen to what he's saying, Kimo. He can't, it's like me. Can't no other man say what I'm going to do tomorrow unless I say what I'm going to do. So it's understandable. But he's saying,
yeah, that's understandable.
The man will clear his schedule if you guys lock this in. Other than that, he's not going to.
That ain't what he's saying, so, man. You got to clear his schedule flying
Biz,
in.
Biz, am I wrong in what I'm saying, Biz?
Man, hey, Junior, you know right from wrong. You understand, man. He wants the humbug. It's like you want to go racing, Junior, and you got to talk to Pete first. Pete, you can't take Pete's car. Say if Pete's car was your car, you could take the car any way you want to. But Pete is touring the car and Pete is driving the car. You got to clear Pete's schedule. Make sure Pete don't have nothing to do.
Let me straighten you out, man. Well, my tune in your car, that's your tune, man.
You leave with your pontoon where you want to go. Can't that motherfucker just buy a tune-up? You, mama can't tell you. You can't take your car over there, man. And now I'm
ain't nobody go, man. Who you, man? What are you? What are you talking about, man? You know what? You know what? All y'all,
well,
y'all listen. Y'all, you know y'all puppets. You know where I went yesterday? I went to the House of Hooks. I went to Candyland. I thought they said J-Bone told us not to go over there. I was over there. I was with Dog. I was with Mike Hill.
Said,
I would go where I want to go.
You just told me that a man told you. You just said that you can't, a guy put a tune, you can't leave if a guy tell you where it is. Not to leave and go.
That ain't what I said, man. Why would I bring my car to Martin Miskin and my tuna and my driver ain't there? What sense are you?
I got a question. Then, B. If anybody else steps up to the plate, anyone basically, and I'm going to say it like this. I know it ain't. Everybody knows the way your car is, basically. If anybody wants to race you, is that invitation open? The same way you just said it with King.
You can't say anybody.
No. I mean within the group. I know that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you know they're gonna put
right.
Mr. Willie on you or something like that.
Right.
But I'm saying.
Right. But I got somebody for Mr. Willie though.
Racers,
well, okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
I said for the Michigan races.
All we got to do is fly Kirk in and give him room.
That's it. That's all he's saying.
I said his accommodations. I'm not saying
right.
paying no fee.
No.
I
all
said accommodations.
Room and fly in.
Yeah. You got to pick him up from the hotel. You know, you got to pick him up from the hotel.
You
got to take him to the track.
You know, all that stuff, man. You crazy motherfucker.
But that's what it's going to take for his man to be here on that date. That's why
that's,
I said if someone is looking to accommodate you, I mean.
Hey, Junior, he don't have to pay nothing for 2 weeks later. He don't have to pay a damn dime.
Going over 41, man.
Okay.
I ain't taking my car to 41.
Over. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
okay.
I believe, Biz,
I'm glad you're on the line. I'm glad you on the line because, I mean, and I'm going to bring this up, and I want you to understand this when I say this. I'm not saying it in no disrespectful manner to nobody. You know, my thing is racing. You know, anybody that knows me knows I'm a diehard motherfucking racer, okay? This issue, which is going on between, I'm going to name it like this, Grudge Inc. and the Motor City Mafia.
Change it. It's not Grudge Inc. against Motor City Mafia. It's Lil Tony, the beef with Jay Barnes.
Okay. Let me rephrase this though.
Hold on, my baby taking her clothes off in the park.
as that beef is going on the internet, my thing as a grudge racer, I'm pretty sure a lot of the listeners, a lot of the grudge racers, this is something that they want to see. Both groups have an elite group of killers. Well, it's time to bring them to the line and see who reigns supreme. That's the way I look at that.
That's not a problem, but you got to know who you're fighting. I mean, we can't
right.
race. Everybody know who's in Grudge Inc. I just heard of a Mississippi Mafia. I mean, not Mississippi,
right.
but Motor City Mafia. You know, and honestly,
right.
I don't know if they're worthy enough for us to even talk about racing them, but. If we're talking about money,
I'm going to retract that. I ain't a product.
Hey, Kimo, let him finish what he's saying.
Is worthy enough racing. No, they can't finish no shit like that, Junior.
But this is the thing, though. You know, we grown men here. You know, you always let a man finish saying. You always let a man finish saying.
Dude, all I'm saying is, if just because a guy ain't traveled to race, don't mean that he ain't worthy to race a motherfucker. You can't see that.
Well, that's how you feel, and I feel the way I feel.
That's correct.
You know,
that's correct. My point is this: I'd like to see them all engaged and fuck all the bullshit, fuck all the talking. I mean, it's
When I say that, it's not a personal attack on nobody. It's like
right,
if we
right.
bring the Mississippi Nightmare, we bring the Mississippi Nightmare. You know who we got to race? Who's worthy to race? You know.
But you mean,
Maybe you don't like the word worthy. Maybe I should just change that a little bit. Maybe let me play a little word gymnastics and flip it around. Who they got in his class that are racing?
Okay, now that's better. You know, worthy. You saying that motherfucker ain't worthy? That's what took me for a loop. You can't say that. Long a guy may not have the funds to travel to somewhere else.
I'm not
and race,
yeah, I'm,
but
you. Uh oh.
My baby just fell down.
I said, oh, my baby just fell down in the street. My bad.
I mean,
go ahead.
I mean, the bottom line is this. Sooner or later, again, I'm saying this on the outside looking in. You know, you got your group of elite killers, which, you posted a list, and, yeah, you got some assassins there. I'm pretty sure on the other side, they have just as many. I want to see them engaged. That's all that matters to me.
Hey, man, you know it's all about what the fans want to do. So if
there
we can come to a mutual track, and we can take the mutual 50-50 gate, let's get it on.
Okay. Now that being said,
that's what's killing me, man. That's what's taking all the fun out of this grudge race.
People worried
about the gate, man.
So you saying we supposed to go to Billy Bob, let Billy Bob make it off us, and we can't make it off ourselves, and we the one that's doing it?
It's all about what grudge ain't gonna make.
My thing is,
y'all talking about the gate. Y'all ain't gave half of the racers that come to the motherfucking show none of that gate money.
Who don't?
I mean, you know what though, hold on, man. I don't know about Reg, Slop. I ain't trying to get into that part of this. You know, I'm trying to see whether we can reach a common ground. Yeah,
I mean,
go ahead. As far as
respect, man, Biz is the, you know, shit, that damn Green Goblin all the way up to the car he got now, that's the bad bitch.
No doubt.
What Lil Tony got is a bad bitch, but when you strip it all down, this shit comes down to grudge racing. Two grown ass men who got a passion for what they do, and you respect them because they draw the line in the sand and say, you know what, I'm all man, and both of them all man, and they trying to settle this shit, and we looking on as fans. I want to see this.
I'm gonna stop you right there, Reg. It might not get settled because motherfuckers worried about the gate. That's the whole thing.
Kimo, check this out. Regardless of what it is, unless we go back to street racing, which you a damn fool, especially with the caliber of cars that you got, some type of understanding has to be made.
The only
other option you got is this. One guy says, you know what, I'm going to pay for the rental of the track. Everybody that come in the gate come in free. Let's get down. And you know what? And that's hard to do. There might be those that can handle that, you know, but that it's difficult to do. Other than that, at some point, some type of understanding has to be made so both sides can engage. You know, to me, as a fan, as Reg said, I don't give a shit about none of the politics, none of the other stuff that goes on. Is it going to get personal? At times, yes. Why? Because don't no man like to lose. Don't no grudge racer want to lose. So, yeah, it does get personal. But you know what? In the end, this is what we do. You know, I'm just trying. You see the way I do. I'm just trying to get both sides to the gate so I can stand on the starting line and watch y'all beat each other's brains. And I hope it ain't settled and y'all got to do it again the following weekend. Shit.
Dude, you know, it's the thing.
Yeah.
Of- We everybody worried about the Gates money now, and ain't worried about the grudge race. You got the race
okay.
Back in the day, the racers was worried about the race. They wasn't worried about the Gates.
Okay, but back in the day, you didn't have the following that you do now. You know, I mean, it's hard.
Yeah,
again,
I mean, we,
again.
And both sides.
Go ahead. And unless somebody's gonna step up again, like I said. Unless somebody's going to step up and say, you know what, I'm going to handle everything. Y'all got set day to show up and do y'all thing.
Hey,
you
hey.
Know, other than that.
Let me say this, Junior. Only reason I said anything about the gate, only thing, because I didn't want the impression somebody thinking that I want them to come, Motor City Mafia, to come to a Grudge Inc. event. Then we got 100%. Of the gate, you know. So what I was doing was saying, let's both of us profit on our grudge. I could easily say, hey man, we gonna throw a race such and such. Y'all come over here. I wasn't gonna do that.
Right.
Now, first of all, I know y'all educated enough not to do something like that. But Mr. Keeble took it to a whole nother level that. But you know, it's all good.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, y'all, you everybody worried about the gate like down south. Y'all taking the sun out of it.
That's why Mike Hill
can't come to a race because he worried about the gate. That's why Grudge Inc. don't go to Mike Hill shit because they worried about the gate.
Mike Hill don't come to because he's worried about the gate. Come on, man, you know how you sound, man.
I don't give a fuck about that. The gate. Man, I don't give a fuck about the gate. You weren't worried about no gate when you were coming over to my little race, was you?
Hold on. I was grudging when I ran up in you last year. Did I care about the gate? I told you to get my tune over there. I ain't got nothing to do with the gate.
Man, I'm not finna pay for your tune. You ain't paying for my motherfucking tune of the moon vision.
Huh. You want them now.
Well, I'm gonna do this because I see that it's going to be real hard-pressed to get this aligned. Again, as a fan, I'd love to see you engage. You know?
Hey, Junior. August 3rd. August 3rd, we'll be in Maryland.
Right.
July 6th, we'll be in Rockingham. But, again, that's a long way for them to be traveling.
That's a hard travel. Another thing, I mean, we from the Midwest. I look at it like this, Biz. If a score is going to be settled, man, let it be in the backyard. Let it be, those that
they,
support
don't
here,
nobody wanna come
they
to 41.
The ones that
don't
need
nobody
to see
want, don't nobody want to come to 41. So, you know.
Well, I'll tell you
I think this.
I think this is
something that's not going to be settled tonight. I just think that is. Both sides going to have to come to an agreement. I mean, I think it'll be race of the year. It's a race that all the fans want to see. Viz, you got a tremendous amount of fans. Lil Tony got a tremendous amount of fans. The grudge level is through the roof between you two, and I think it's a race that we'll talk about for the ages. I mean, you know, we got goosebumps now just even talking about it, both sides. So it's you know, we got to come to an agreement on something.
Man, I would love to come to an agreement. That's not a problem. Only thing I got to say is, and you know what, I kind of believe me and Tony is in the same scenario. He is married to his tuna just like I'm married to mine, other than Tony drives his own car. But I don't think Tony going to go into no big grudge race and Chris ain't there. I don't think so. He may, but I doubt it. And Chris got to travel. Chris got to travel a long way
So come up, come to the Midway.
And you know what? Your point there, that's a very understandable point. I mean, because I wouldn't want to go to a testing tune without my tuner there. Much less going to a big grudge race. So I mean, that's understandable. That's your corner man right there. But I'm hoping, again, I'm gonna say it, I'm hoping that some type of understanding, because when it's all said and done, it's gonna be nasty. That's
hey,
when
Junior,
you know who
what
the
I need from you, Junior. I need you to give me a list of classes that you need from Grudge Inc. Give me a list of classes that you need from Grudge Inc. And I give you the cars. Basically, y'all probably know them. And then maybe we can get this together. Maybe we can get this on.
I'm gonna tell you this, Biz. Me personally, because look at a prime example when Skin and Lenny ran, and no disrespect, probably the two slowest cars at the track, and boy, that starting line was off the hook gambling with them two. So it don't matter. To me, I'm open to whatever. I don't care if dude think he got the baddest Suburban on either side of the border. Bring that sucker to the line. Let's go.
They told me it was more people on the line for Skin and Lenny than it was for Cold Killer and Vine.
Listen.
Now, I don't know how true that was, but that's what they told
me. Listen, the race between Skin and Lenny, man, listen, man, that thing was off the chain, boy.
Yeah.
It's called grudge racing.
That's why they call it grudging.
There you go.
It's the name that was up there. When they said Skin and Lenny, and that's when they started, that's cool. They was like, what? They started coming. I mean, you know how 130 used to be with, you know how 130 that? Used to be? Remember when y'all used to race drag on 130? Man.
No doubt.
130 used to be packed from the start line past the finish line. Both sides.
I mean, to me, it don't matter who it is. As long as they come in the race, hey, man, balls out. Let's roll, man. Hey, Reggie, I got a bunch of hands here. Let me run through these mics here real quick, man. 313-0684, your mic is open. I mean, 312-0684, your mic is open. Well, 313-6303, your mic is open. 313-6303, your mic is open. No, let me go. 313-5415, your mic is open. 313-5415.
Yeah, let me
try. Hello?
Mute him.
Yep. 312-0684, your mic is open.
What's going on, Little Tony Jr., Chemo, Biz? How is everybody doing, man?
Up,
this is Big Larry.
Lego Larry, Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing? How y'all doing, man?
Man, it's
you know
it's
what,
love
man?
It's Sunday.
I come on the show, and I had two reasons why I come on the show tonight, y'all. One is to pay my respects, and the other one, I had a very important factor that I wanted to speak on, y'all.
There you go.
Hey, man, we're giving these events, man, and Lil Tony had a wonderful event, man. I was really glad to be there to get a chance to see a whole lot of people that I do fellowship with, but I have one thing I want to speak on, man, and with all deepest sincerity, man. And this is this, hey, man. Too many people is down in that pit area, man. Somebody gonna get hurt. I said two times. I've seen cars back up, almost run, and a little kid almost got hurt, man. We got to make some kind of adjustment, man, and get them people out the pit area, man, cause somebody gonna get hurt, man, and I really don't want to see that happen at nobody's event. Period. At
now,
all.
Larry,
period.
You saying the pit area or the burnout box?
The burnout box. The burnout box. The pit area, I'm sorry about that. The pit area is where the car is sitting until it's time to go out to the burnout box. But there's too many folks around there, man. They don't know a nitrous explosion can happen. An axle could break. Anything can happen. And when you got the kind of horsepower that should get loose, somebody's going to get hurt. Seriously, man.
Hey, Larry, you are so absolutely right. And at the beginning of the show, that was one of the things we addressed in our meeting with the four of us that threw the event. And we already put in place with the track. We actually talked with the track during the event when we kept running into that problem, and we addressed it. And I'm so glad you brought that up. But we did address it. And like I said, we wanted to make it safe for the drivers. We want the drivers to be in their zone and comfortable. But we also want to make sure that the fans understand that this is a lot of house horsepower, and we were trying to bring that to their attention when we were pushing them, moving them back beyond the water box. But we did address it with that track. So, first of all, we thank you for attending the event. And secondly, if you do attend the next event, you'll see the adjustments we made. But we did address that. That was one of the three concerns we had after the event.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the reason I addressed it, I wasn't being in specific about anybody's event. I'm speaking about everybody's event, man. Everywhere, man. Everywhere it happens, man. You know, and we need to get this under control because, first of all, we're grudge racing. You know, and a lot of people already have problem with that. So my point that I'm trying to make is that we got to try to keep this stuff to a minimum, man, so we can keep on doing what we're doing, man. We don't want to give nobody nothing to talk about. We don't want to give nobody no reason to come in and fuck with what we're doing, period, at all. We want to continue to enjoy ourselves. It's safety, man. And that's the most important thing about drag racing or anything is safety, you know. And I hate to see a piece of something break off or anything like that in a small baby or little kid. They're holding their babies in their hand and they're standing in the burnout area. Come on, man. You know,
man,
Go ahead.
You made the most important, statement of the night. Honestly. Thus far, that's the most important. That's the most important thing that's been said tonight is safety. And, one bad incident can shut down everything. So I think across the country, we need to be proactive instead of reactive. So that's what we did for the next event. We have addressed it. We've already designated the area for people that are going to be on the track that pay for the wristband. So we've already addressed that. I'm just hoping that, like you said, everybody across the country listens to what you said, especially the promoters, and just take the necessary steps to prevent anything like that from happening. But I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. I think it's the most important thing been said tonight.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. And like I said, I come on to fellowship because, see, I know what fellowship means. A lot of people don't know what fellowship means. A lot of them try to make a mockery out of it. It's not a man that's riding on a ship.
That's right. No doubt, Larry.
It's not a
and
man
we appreciate
that's riding
you
on
coming
ship.
On, man.
All right. Thanks a lot,
hey,
man.
Tell him I want to say something.
Hey, big dog.
Hey.
Where you at, man?
Man,
listen, man. Your house is full.
Hold on,
road,
like
man.
Main man. That sound like the second half of Larry. Is that you out here back there, man?
Is Leroy? What's going on, baby?
What up?
Hey, I'm calling the fellowship and shit too. And I'm on a motherfucking ship.
you a fellow on the ship, huh?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How y'all doing, man?
Leroy, what's happening?
Man, you got it, Jay. You got it, man. Hey, I'm just trying to work this shit out, man. I'm when y'all racing again?
July
1st.
There you go. Go, hey, Tone. Again, y'all got to forgive me. Hey, Tone, go on and run this, man. I got to go on a smoke break again, man. Later.
All Hey, I would goddamn tell y'all, goddamn, I'd be down there with my shit ready to run me a motherfucker ass, right? But I ain't finna be telling them goddamn lies like that. You know.
Damn, man, that's fucked up, because I was just about to lock your ass in.
Hey, and you know what I'm going to tell you, like you told me the first time, get your ass down. Get your ass down. Where that goddamn that Kimo at? He know he had me mad that first time he cussed me out, hurt my goddamn feelings. Y'all know I'm sensitive and shit.
I'm right here.
What's going on, Kimo? What's up, man?
Hey, yeah, I'm sitting here listening to you.
I'm just glad y'all stopped.
I'm gonna keep it real, Leroy. I was cocky than a motherfucker because I sure thought you was leaking me out. I was cocky than a bitch until they. Man, you know what kind of car that motherfucker got? And shit, I got to roll with it. I know from my big ass mouth. I sure thought you was leaky.
Hey, who you say you thought I was?
Leaky Leon.
Leaking Leon.
Yeah.
Hey, Leon gonna fuck around, get that motherfucker right, man, boy, and run a motherfucker ass.
What you think about that, Kimo? Man, you ain't never got a bet on the race. Let's just bet he don't never get that bitch right. I bet you on that.
You say Leon don't get it right or Leroy?
Hold on, I gotta put the disclaimer there. Y'all can't talk about a man if he ain't on the line. Now that shit ain't cool. Don't be talking about my homeboy like that. Hey, he's from Indiana, but that's my homeboy now.
Hey, Junior, you're absolutely right. So why don't you call him so we can tell him to his face?
Hey, you want me to tell you something? Listen to what I'm going to tell y'all. The biggest underdog ever was Buster Douglas, and he closed his eyes and knocked Mike Tyson out. So you better watch what Leon might do one day, you know?
Hey, man. If that Joker cut his head off, he couldn't get that lucky. Man, that man ain't nothing, man.
Well, you know what, Leon?
Hey.
If you won't press the one button, come on in.
Hey, Tony, were you on earlier? Were you listening earlier?
No, I'm just coming on.
Oh, okay. When your partner was on, he needs somebody to fly his tuna in, put him in a hotel room, and he need a motherfucking metro car to go get him from the hotel room and drive him to the race.
That's shut up, Tony.
Stop it. Hold on now. Hey, Biz, if you there, come back in now. We want to make sure don't want nothing misstated now. He said,
"Yeah, I got a little background. I got my kids. Yeah,
that's no problem. We all got kids. That's a beautiful thing." Biz.
Yeah.
I think you and Tone should get into this discussion here.
What's up, beautiful?
What's happening?
Ain't nothing. You know, your man one-sided. This is what the discussion was. He don't want to come to U.S. 41 because him and Junior got something to do. Junior got something to do with his daughter. He got something to do with the basketball. So I told him I can't plug him in on the 27th and fly him back. I mean, fly him on the 13th, then fly him back on the 27th. I said, I can't do that. But I take care of my car and gas money on getting the car up there. But if he wants to run so bad, I said, fly Kurgan in, get him a hotel. The same thing that I do when I get him, same thing people do with Chris Tootin when they come in. Accommodations. Take care of his feet. I just said take care of accommodations. So now I guess he wants to make it of it or what have you. But that's all I said.
But I was saying, you know, Tony, if you wanted a piece of Biz with, if Biz would lock in, did you want to split that tab?
No, why we got to pay for him to get a check?
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Because I'm damn sure going to get a check.
You should have no problem paying your tutor.
I got to pay him 2 weeks later.
If you raise chemo, he got to pay his. If you raise me, I got to pay mine. We going to carry ours. You carry yours.
But this drag racing, anything can happen.
Okay.
I can blow my tires.
I
can blow my tires out the line. Anything can happen.
You absolutely right.
I have
right.
a backfire.
That's why we call it gambling. We're gambling.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm going to put protection on my money. And my protection on my money is...
You want to save the bar.
How am I saving the bar? How am I saving the bar? And I got to pay for them to come up on the 27th. Man, would you do one... Hey, Kimo, before you talk, I just ask you to do one thing.
Said you want to save the bar. If you lose,
how the hell am I going to save the bar? What's it going to cost plane tickets in a hotel room? $700? I'm betting more than $700. So you say the bar, meaning it's going to cost you $700 to get them there, and I'm only going to bet $700. That's saving the bar. Again, Kimo, T-H-I-N-K, before you talk, man.
Man.
Because we're going to bet over two or better, man.
No, but to be honest, you really need to think before you talk. Ain't no motherfucker in America going to fly your trainer in where you can whoop me. Kid, come on.
Okay. Okay, what's the difference between flying them in and putting eyes on the money? People put eyes on the money all the time.
I just said, that's what I just said. You wants to save the bar. If you win,
that ain't saving the bar.
You got the money.
Okay,
lose,
I'll be a crab if
money.
I take, you know what? I'm going to be a crab. Come over on 41 on July 27th. Now you want me to be, I'm trying to be a gentleman. But I'm going to be a crab. I'm going to be just like what you want me to be. Come on over to the Grudge Inc. race on July 27th. Help me pump my race up. I'm trying to be a gentleman and say, listen, the times that you're asking the race is not accommodating to me or you.
You lucky. I would tell you.
Okay, I can't make it. What you got to do ain't no more important than what I got to do. What I got to do ain't no more important than what you got to do.
Three events up here. All three events. You say you can't get. You can't get here.
What three events? Kimo, your car. What event have you brought your car? What three events you brought your car to? Again, T-H-I-N-K, man. You just brought your car out.
Man,
you
listen, you sit here, you try to downgrade everybody. Man, you ain't did nothing. Everything you won is for the motherfucking default. You ain't beat nobody. You beat what you call winning running back. The man broke a trash out.
Yep.
Hey, I got somebody with some background that's there. My thing, hey Tone.
Yeah.
My thing is this. You know the way I am. I don't care about politics, I don't care about nothing. I want to see motherfuckers go down on each other. On your show, on the Michigan show, all I try to do is lock in races. You know, being that we grudge races, being that it's a gamble, well, shit, put the accommodations on the gamble also. Loser pay the accommodations. I mean, if that's what's holding from you guys engaging, I mean, put that on the gamble. Like he said, what could it be, $700-$800? Shit. I'm just trying to lock a race in. That's all I'm trying to do. And I'm pretty sure your listeners, the fans, especially with everything that's going on, they trying to see y'all engage. Hello? Did everybody's mic get mute out there? Hello?
No, I'm here.
If the Lord follow me through, by the time this over, man, I'm gonna take over. Don King ain't did nothing in life, bro. All I'm trying to do is get people to engage, man. All I want to do is see grudge racing. So I mean, if what it takes, I understand. In negotiations, don't nobody want to give up either side. But Biz, you a gambling man, ain't you?
Hey, I think I showed her I'm a gambling man when I got my head knocked off three times in a row down there in, Holly Springs.
Okay. Kimo, you a gambling man. Tone, you a gambling man. Put the motherfucking accommodations on the table also. And whoever loses, you got to cover it. I mean, that's the way I look at it. Because me, for real, if I'm trying to whoop somebody, I don't care. It's by any means necessary. Get them there. But I'm gonna leave it up to y'all. I ain't got a car. All I'm doing, I'm chasing ambulances, man. That's
hey,
all.
Hey, Jun, just like what Wayne had told Seven, I'll pay you to come with me. You know, I understand exactly what Tone is saying. But you know, if I say I can't make it, then the next statement gonna come out of somebody's mouth. Somebody told me not to go to the event. You know,
see, now that part, I ain't. Hey, Kimo, you need to grab your phone and move around because you're breaking up, man. Hey, Tone.
I said, yes.
While you guys ponder on that, I got some mics here, man. I need to open up, man.
All right.
586-66060. Your mic is open.
Yeah, I figured that.
586-660. Your mic is open.
Okay,
go to the next one. 773-5920. Your mic is open.
Yo, hey man,
thanks
for opening up my mic. How y'all
doing? Oh, you gotta grab your phone. Who we got here?
Yo, this is Leroy, man.
What's happening?
The one that was talking earlier. Hey, you guys, the one that was talking earlier, that was an imposter, but this is me, for real. I was on 13th and all that bullshit. That wasn't Leroy. That was another motherfucker. Hey, what up, Biz? What's going on, everybody?
What's going on, man?
Man, y'all got it going on. What's going on, Tony? I heard you and Ben is going back and forth. Y'all feeling like one don't want to support the other show or something like that?
No, he never said that. That was him and Kimo trying to come to an agreement. The days that are convenient for Beers are convenient for Kimo, and the days that's convenient for Kimo and convenient for Beers. It ain't got nothing to do with the show.
No,
it's all good, because I'm going to speak off of Biz. I know Biz keep it real, and Biz didn't want to support
you.
So I'll say that shit, but I know that
ain't the case with Biz. Now,
Wick,
on the other hand, that might be a different
ballgame. But... one thing that I learned a long time ago is to listen very well. If you brushing your teeth, man, put it on mic, or at least say who the hell you are, man. The hell going
on? Come on, Slouch.
Hey,
stop brushing your teeth, Slouch.
Damn.
Yeah.
Three one five ninety five, man. Your mic is open, man.
Before I get off, I want to say something, Jay.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a race coming up September 8th. Big Sham Sunday with clocks off September 8th. You know, if I can get anybody to support that would be great also. Just putting it out there. You know, we got a lot of cool shit going on that day. And
tell everybody for those who don't know who clocks off is, man.
That's Donnie, me, Larry, you know, pretty much just working it out, man. Clocks off.
Where y'all having this event at?
Morocco, Indiana, No Limit Raceway, Broad Street World Madness, over at No Limit Raceway.
You know what? I don't say this, man.
you know, I might get in trouble by saying this on the tracks. The tracks might not like me. But these tracks got to get their tracks, their surface together, man, because these grudge races are starting to make a ton of power and trying to get down their tracks, man. They need to make sure the surface be good for the grudge races, just like they make sure the surface are good for the class races, man. You know, we spending our money, too, and we expect to have a good track, like 31 gave, 131 gave. You know, these tracks, if they listening, they going to have to get their shit in order, man. A lot of these tracks we go to, man, they don't prep the tracks and shit. We spending money just like the class races, man. They got to get their tracks together, man.
Spending more money than the class races.
And with that being said, they definitely prepping the track and all that good stuff. So I'm with you because I just told my shit up. And the bad part
about it,
I don't know what happened.
What's the date for that, Leroy?
That's September 8th.
Okay.
I want to say this too, man. You know. Track prep is one thing, but you got to have somebody that knows in your car. You know? And it goes hand in hand. Track prep, it needs to be prepped. It needs to be sprayed. But you also can't have a jitty boom for a tuner. You can't throw
That's
all your
correct.
Power in off the line. I don't give a damn if you
That's correct.
Class break. Because I was at the House of Hook yesterday, and they
House of Hook, man, they got somebody on them tracks. Every other day.
Well,
listen what I'm about to say. It wasn't hooking yesterday.
Oh.
It wasn't hooking. And I'm at the House of Hook. Now, today defense, the track degrees was 162 degrees track temp. That was the track temp.
I don't care what you track. Hey. You ain't gonna get nothing to work on that.
Right. So, you know, they had to wait till the sun go down and still some people got loose. Chris Mack, I got a newfound respect for that man. That man, he's driving a car called Raggedy Ann. And man, I guarantee if it was me, the jitty boom that I am, I was going back into the wall. That man saved that car. I don't know how he saved that car, but he saved it. And it was a lot of people that was getting Big Logan blew the tires off. Tony blew the tires. I don't think out of the 16 cars, out of their first two test passes, I don't think not one person. I don't think out of the 16 cars, the first two tests, nobody got down the track but Gigantor. So, I mean.
See, that goes back to power management. That's what that is.
Yeah,
it don't matter. You can have all the horsepower in the world. If you don't know how to apply it, or apply it at the right time. It don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing.
Well, I got a question.
Well, hey, Kimo, give me a second. Hey, Leroy, let me tell those that don't know. If you get a chance, man, log in to Clocks Off. Type in Clocks Off Grudge. I mean, that's something that Leroy, Larry, Gunny had put together. I don't know if a lot of yous know about it, but I mean, these are guys that have supported everyone that's on here. You know, show them some support, man. Go up in there, let them know what you think, man. All right, go ahead, Kimo. My bad. You know,
when you rent a track, do they post to drag that track? Prep it, or you just rent it and that's that.
It's depending on what you pay for. I mean,
it all depends on your rental. Your rental agreement.
Right.
Excuse me, I didn't mean it.
Right.
Depends on your rental agreement because I done seen people rent tracks and tell the track owner, man, step back. I'll take care of track prep because they feel that the track prep wasn't up to par. So, you know, it all depends on your rental agreement.
You know, Kimo, it goes back to this on a track rental. It's like when you go to rent a car. you know, you want to rent a Lamborghini or you want to rent a Honda. It's all dependent of what you're willing to spend, you know. And then
okay,
again,
I understand
and,
that.
And then again,
listen to what I'm saying though.
Then again, no matter how much prep you put on the track, once that temperature starts going, and I'm not going to get into numbers because now you start giving out, you know, information. Once you reach a certain point in the temperature, I don't care if they had, man, quicksand out there, you ain't going to hook, man, unless you really kill the power on the car. So, you know, sometimes you have to look at those factors, no matter how much prep they do because of the temperature.
Well,
I mean, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work.
A buddy of mine, really the track. And it was only like 90 degrees out. Wait, no, 115. Track was about 115. And he said he couldn't get 300 feet off the track. 300 feet down the track.
Right.
Now, with that being said, he said he paid good money to rent this track for a couple of hours. Do you think that that track was supposed to come out there and prep that track for him?
Okay, now go back to this. Nine times out of ten, if I'm wrong, somebody please correct me. If the track ain't prepped right, the hardest hit is on the starting line. You understand what I'm saying? So now you got to take into account, was this a turbo car? Was this a blower car? Because, I mean, if he was making it out 300 feet and he's blowing the tires and they have prepped the track.
No, Junior, he couldn't make it. He couldn't get out 100 feet. And he said he pulled maybe 400 horse out the car.
Well, shit, that's hard. Hey, Kimo, that's hard to answer. I mean, anybody else on here, you got a lot of guys with a lot more knowledge than I do. That's a hard question to answer because you got too many variables. You don't know if, I mean, I couldn't say if it's track condition. You can't say if it's power management, if it's a chassis adjustment. Hell, he might have had 50 passes on the tires. I mean, that's hard to say.
Well,
but
I just got
back to your question.
He said, he said he packed up his car and went straight to another track, didn't touch anything, and that thing went straight down the avenue.
Well, I mean, that's hard to say then. Again, the only one that was there was him. He knows how it was prepped, wasn't prepped, or whatever. But, I mean, when you go to rent something, I mean, you go into the place, you just ain't going to let them give you anything unless that's what you're paying for. You paying for nothing, you get nothing, you know? But, I mean, that's my understanding of it.
But, Kimo, what was the track condition that he ran in, though? Was it cool outside? Was it hot outside? The sun beaming down on the track?
Well,
he said it was 115 degrees. Without getting into the issues, because I don't believe in giving nobody nothing. But if you know what optimum temperature is, then you know whether you were within range or not.
Hey, look, when Whitman had that race down there at Holly Springs, you know what I'm saying, the track condition was real hot because a lot of cars couldn't get down that track. But, man, oh, man, when the sun went down that track cool off, man, them guys was taking flight down that thing. I'm talking about, man, them people was taking off. But they said it was too hot. It was too hot for anybody to get down the track. You know what I'm saying? But once it cooled down, and them guys was getting down Broadway, and they were taking off like they was flying.
You know, you got a lot of guys that go to the track and don't make no type of adjustments on their car. So what do they have to do? They got to wait for the track to come around to them instead of them coming around to the track. You know?
Correct.
Hey, Big Dog.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
Not a thing, man. Just listen to all these track facts y'all putting down.
Okay, then. You know that. You know what they call that, right?
What they call it?
A filler.
Hey, Tom, you know it's a hit squad out, right?
The hit squad? You mean
it's
a hit squad out now.
You missed out on this, man. Hey, Reggie.
Somebody got us on speakerphone.
Hey, whoever got us on speaker, please take us off, man. We doing all right tonight. I don't have to close up any mics. Hey, Rich.
Yes, sir.
Check this out. Hey, fill Tony in, because he wasn't on the show about the discussion you and Puerto Rican Pete were having. Hey, Pete, you still on here? Don't tell me you fell asleep, man. Pete. tell him about
the discussion.
What's
up, man?
Y'all were having her.
Look, Tony, man. I'm good, brother. Hey, I just told him, Puerto Rican Pete, that on July 14th, the Final Four is going to be an All-Michigan car. All-Michigan cars in the Final Four.
See, you already misstated that. It's July the 13th. You see what I'm saying?
What I said.
That's why I don't like this
What
guy.
Did I say?
No, the 14th. Hey.
July
13th.
Hey, if you round it off, it's the 13th. Listen.
Hey, Red, you still got something left in that cooler or no?
Oh, man. The cooler is it's cooling. But I told him that the finals and the down on your ass shootout on the 13th is going to be all Michigan Final Four.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident about that with what the horsepower we got over here. And the way, you know, I just feel confident that, you know, we're gonna send them back on the trailer.
Well,
Grant, you got to listen to what we were just talking about. Just because you got horsepower don't mean you're going to get down that track.
Hey,
but
we're going to
get down the track.
I speak
in confidence.
Okay. Hey, Kimo,
I'm optimistic.
Done fell off. Hey, being that Pete done fell off, I'm going to stand up on his defense. Hey, Tone, my man said that in the finals, the winner and the runner-up is going to be cars out of Chicago. So, I mean, I can't say nothing but this. Y'all going to get fucked up that weekend, man.
But you know what? I tell you what. This is what we can do. Because, you know, at every event, we try to have some form of shootout, you know, like you say, for, you know, the fans, and it's good filler because, you know, like you say, I don't know, I guess grudge racers, we just freaks. We don't like to come out until nighttime. We could do a shootout, and it'd be Michigan versus Illinois. Let's say we got a 16-car field.
Tony,
16,
We got to put Indiana in there because my performance might want to get in there.
Well, he rides with Illinois.
You goddamn right. My performance is going to stand
but
up.
Hey, Carl, look where I was coming from with this, which I think, and I'm doing this on faith. I'm saying we're going to have a 32-car field, and I'm saying I don't care where you from. The end result is, four of them cars in the finals is going to be from Michigan.
I beg the difference on that one. Hold on, Red.
This is what we could do. Let's say it's a 32-car field, so that's 16-16. We have two hats. A hat with 16 Chicago, 16 Detroit, Illinois, and Michigan. We draw to their hat, they draw to ours, and may the best man win. But when we win as a team, Team Michigan or Team Illinois, and we come up with a purse for it.
Hey, act like you want to.
There you go.
act like you want to do that. I mean, you know, hey, Tone, you know, I was sitting back in the, you know, I got that magical button here. I was sitting back in the cut. I was waiting for one of y'all suckers to say that shit. hey, you know, I ain't gonna be nowhere but in the bleachers, so fuck it. Lock that shit in, dude. Lock that shit in, dude.
So at that point, we don't know who we got to race, but it's always gonna be, whenever they pull up, it's gonna be a Michigan car versus a Illinois car. No Michigan runs Michigan, no Illinois, and we run as a team.
Hey, Junior, get your shit together over here, because we got 16 cars.
Uh-oh. Gazillionaire, you still on here?
Yeah. I'm right here. That's what me and we're going to get to work. We're going to get to working on it.
Is that a lot?
Well, hold on. Now, listen to this. What's the buying you? How much is the buying you?
You know, everybody got to sit down at the table and figure this out.
So how did that go? The last man, how did that go, Tone? The last man get all the money, or that team get that money?
It's the team.
Okay.
So, like, say, if we get the money, I tell you what. So this way, so whatever. Let me see. Y'all saying Illinois? Y'all think y'all got 16 cars that'll show up? For every eight cars, I'm gonna put up an additional $1,000 on it. If 16 cars come, I'm gonna stack $2,000 on it. So if we get a 16-car field, whatever the pot is, I'm going to put another $2,000 on. We get a 32-car field, I'm going to put $2,000 on it. If we get a 16-car field, I'm going to put $1,000 on it. And when we win, like you say, we're going to win as a team, and the team split the pot. So you're doubling your money, plus y'all dividing up the $1,000 or $2,000 that I'm going to put on top of it.
Hey, Tone.
Yeah.
What's up, this Slouch? Hey, question.
What's up?
Question. You talk about all these 16 cars. Is it going to be strictly 28s or 28s and 29s?
28.
It's Michigan versus Illinois.
I know. Is it going to be 28? What tire size? Do it matter?
It's not a shootout. It's a grudge race. It's Michigan versus Illinois. Come to win. If you need a wheelbarrow on your car that day,
We was talking about the shootout. 28-inch tire shootout. That's what we were talking about first.
Okay. We didn't change the game. We already had a 28-inch tire shootout.
I think it's more exciting changing the game.
Hold on a minute. Let's clarify this.
This is Illinois versus Michigan. If Donye, I'm using him as an example, I hope he don't mind. Donye runs a 29.10.5, he runs a 33.10.5. Donye can show up with whatever he wants on his car. He's coming to win with his car.
Okay,
hypothetically, Chemo, sometimes you run a bar, sometimes you don't. Chemo, put your bar on the car. You're coming to win. You're representing Michigan.
It's called down on your ass.
It's called to win.
Now, hold on a second. I want to clarify this. So that means you guys are going to draw out the hat. Excuse me. If we got 16 cars, I'm going to break this down. You got 8 cars from Chicago. You got 8 cars from Michigan. This is correct.
Right.
Okay. Don't nobody know who they draw
until they're paired up to run?
Yep. Pull up on my hat.
Hold on. We're going to have two separate hats. Let's say, it's a 16-car field. We're going to have eight names in the Detroit hat, eight names in Illinois' hat. Illinois is going to draw to our hat. We're going to draw to their hat. Like I say, now, I may pull Donye. Donye got his Willie Brown at 33. Oh, well. It don't matter because we're racing as a team. Now, the next one might be skiing with that Nova, and he got to run. Hold on, listen. The next round might be skiing with the Nova, but he got to run chemo with chemo 315s in a barrel. So it really don't matter because you're taking one for the team. When one of us wins, we all win.
Is this through the quarter or through the eighth? Is this through the eighth or through the quarter?
Eighth mile.
This billionaire, I know I'm out of place with this shit. I ain't got a car. I ain't got a dog in this fight. Motherfucker, lock that shit in. Lock it in.
And we still gonna end up with the final four.
Damn, they muted my mic. Some motherfucker, hey, man, somebody muted my motherfucking mic, man. Hello?
Hey, Junior, they ain't mute your mic. Ain't nobody. That it says come to win.
Tony, can
hold
we lock
on,
this in?
Hold on. Did I clarify to come to win, though?
You said come to win.
Hold on, and I clarified it by saying Donye runs various tires on his car. He can come with whatever tire he wants.
He said come to win.
Okay, listen, that's what I'm saying. He cannot go.
Hello?
Don't phone him, bro. He muted his own mic.
Like he said, whatever Donye come to run to win, he coming to win. We coming to win with our shit, too.
Okay.
Well, you know what I got.
Don't nobody get the stutter. Listen, ain't no stutter.
If you ain't come to win, we got a fancy house for you.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Junior. Hey,
yes,
do we got any hands up? Because I want to hear what people want to say about this.
Yeah, I do. 313-6585. Your mic is open. 313-6585. Your mic is open. No, going to the next man. 586-660. Your mic is open.
Everybody just listening.
Yeah, they gunshot him. 313-8723. Your mic is open. 313-8723.
313-8175.
Your mic is open.
Yeah, I'm back. I fell off. Now, hold on, Danny trying to pull a tech already. I clarified what I mean come to win. Like, say, if you got, like, prime example, Johnny Quick. Johnny Quick runs either 28 or 29 on his car. So we're not stipulating which one he got to come with. Sometimes he run a bar, sometimes he don't. If Johnny want to put his 29 on with his bar, that's coming to win. We're not going outside of the circle. We're saying y'all Illinois' cars and our Michigan cars. If a guy
Indiana included, if
y'all go kind of back and forth with sometime I run a bar, sometime I don't, sometime I run a 29 or a 33, whatever, okay, that's fine. Put whatever it on you want. But like you say, that
Tony.
Situation that Tony Bynes them did that come to win and they went and subcontracted cars, no, we ain't gonna do that.
As long as it's
within the family, grudge cars.
Ain't nobody going
to get no pro class car or some cockeyed shit.
But like you say, okay, clearly drag is over there. So if drag show up and pay his entry and get in, I mean, unless we got somebody accommodating, we got to let that man in. I might have dragged the first round. So, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But we all know the caliber of car that drag has over there. So, you know.
Hey, man.
Let me put it like this. Basically, this ain't none
or a 16-car field that we can bring. But you know what?
Okay.
I'm going to take a gamble.
Hey, Junior, and listen to this. We don't care how big the field gets. If y'all got some straight-up street cars, because we got daily drivers over here, these guys is racing, bring them too.
We got
Tim with Never Scared. We got Ride or Die. They got some Trailblazers over there. Bring it all. Like you say, this the Hatfield and the McCoys. Bring y'all's
so
ass
it's gonna
to
have
Illinois.
To be three, it's going to have to be three hats because Indiana. Now, do Indiana got eight cars?
It's Indiana. So, you know, it's going to be both
Illiana,
of them together.
Okay.
Well, I know two of them that will show up from Illinois, from Indiana. So, because I know Leon going to show up with his two cars. So, yeah,
yo, make sure you bring that extra bouncy, man.
Okay. Hey, Check this out now. Like you say, we all say, you know, this is our show. Do y'all think the fans would like to see that, and would y'all like to do that, have a Michigan versus Illinois shootout?
Let's put it out there. I'll put it out there tonight on Facebook.
That'll draw a lot of people. Everybody would like to see that. Because that was everybody talking about at the track before.
I'm going to say this, Tone. There's been a grudge between Illinois and Michigan, Detroit, Humble Park, the South Side, for 100 years, man. Listen. Lock that shit in, man. Stop backpedaling. If you can't lock it in, can you lock this shit in? I keep telling you, hey, Danny, how many times did I say that?
Yeah.
How many times have I said lock this in? If not, can I get a beat from somebody?
Hey, Junior, this shit is locked in, man. Fred, this shit is locked in, man.
There you go.
Hold on. We're going to lock it in under one condition. Danny must stand next to me the entire race, man. That boy's so sweet.
Hey, Tom, you think it's sweet, huh?
Hey, Danny, you ain't got to do that. Stay next to me. You ain't got to do that.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, Junior.
When I see Danny now, I used to think he was a big old grizzly bear. He's a gummy bear. Man, that man's so sweet. It don't make no sense.
Hey, Tom, you think this really sweet, huh?
Hey, Danny. One more bet. Man, I was going to ask you to marry me that day, man. I just fell in love with you, man.
Oh, hell no. Hey, Tone, I'm just open these mics up because we ain't got but a little bit left on the show.
Okay,
so I'm just going to run through and open them up.
All right, come on.
I'm opening the mic.
If you got
anything to say, come on with it.
What's
if you got some background noise, please shut it down.
Tell me now you've got a very special football experience.
How special is this deck? You're killing.
Listen,
you asked for this ass whooping, man. You know I looked y'all to death.
Hey, Julian.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Julian.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. This ain't no different than the Chicago Blackhawks and the Detroit Red Wings. We just didn't knock them out.
Who the fuck are the Red Wings? ain't Red Wings a pair of shoes or some shit like that?
Oh, no, that's
generation
shoes,
Junior.
I think the Blackhawks, you don't want that. He said, I'm going to leave one. Hey, Pete.
Yeah, take the
seal out. Hey, Tone, it's about that time, brother. So if you want to take us out, man, let's roll.
Oh,
okay. All right, everybody. We appreciate everybody.
He didn't bark all day. Didn't make a chirp.
Oh,
we appreciate everybody. Tuning in. Junior,
did you meet him today?
Yeah, I'm going to run through him. I'm going to close him down.
No, nope, he didn't let a chirp out. But that ain't why I gave him a pound of them. Chewed up one of the next stuffed animals.
You're talking like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I think I caught him there. Oh, hey, right. Oh, boy.
Hey,
sorry about that.
Everybody that called in and support, we really appreciate it. And for all y'all that's out there on the road, be safe. And Chicago, get your weight up. We got something for you. Hey, no,
well,
oh,
hey,
and,
we got something
and,
for
and,
y'all.
Oh, okay, okay.
Go ahead.
All right, now. Be careful. So
July the 13th. We're going to show you, hey, you know we come from the land of the gangsters, man. You better recognize
get the
July
bouncy. 15. Get the bouncy ready. Get the bouncy ready. Hey,
July 13th, Martin, Michigan. Another showdown in Motown. Illinois versus Michigan. Clash of the Titans.
She don't even look.
Woo!
Hey, Tone.
Yes, sir.
You know, right after that, Chicago gonna have that gonna be holding that that crown up. You know that, right?
No, I didn't know nothing about that.
Yeah, you know, we're gonna be king of the Midwest because you know one of Chicago's greatest got the king of the Midwest belt right now, right?
He can't hold that belt because he don't live in the Midwest.
We've
been trying to get that belt from that man for several months now. He's ducking, he bobbing, weaving, ducking and diving. He don't want to turn it loose.
No, he's not. He just got to get his tuna here in his driver. That's all.
I'm gonna say this before I close this out and shut y'all down. We got almost a month to figure that out, sort it out, and what is it? Down on your ass? Yeah, down on your ass. We going. Hey Tone, I gotta put that time, brother.
Hey Red.
Yes, sir.
You know, this is going to be kind of bittersweet because, you know, I want to thank Chicago. Oh, I'm sorry. I keep saying Chicago. I want to thank Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana for all of y'all that came and supported our show. And it's kind of messed up because as we whoop the shit out y'all, we know y'all ain't never coming back. So I guess our promotional career is going to be over, but fuck it. Sometimes you got to make sacrifices.
Hey, Tone, you know what? Hey, Tone.
Hey, Tone.
What was
all your Michigan guys at for the King of the Streets? Only one stood up. That was Johnny Quick. What the rest of you guys?
Hey, gazillionaire! What did I tell you, man? We only sent Obama. We don't send the whole cabinet.
Hey, Tone.
I appreciate what you said, but you know what? After that race, I don't think I'm gonna want to leave Michigan, motherfucker. That shit too sweet. We coming. Hey. Y'all, hey, I believe y'all.
Thanks for letting me help out, man. I appreciate y'all.
On the road. And, Red, hey, I appreciate you coming on, brother, helping us with the show, man. You guys take it easy, man.
Yes, sir.
Junior.
All right.
Yeah.
Like to thank our sponsors, like Good Faith Manor, Hood Educators, and English Village Bar and Grill. Sponsoring the show tonight.
Again, we thank them very much for their support, Fred. We thank you very much. Thank your family for putting us on here, man. And you guys have a blessed week, man. And hey, Fred,
Junior, before we go, Chi-Town,
uh-huh.
Do y'all have any motorcycles over there? I just got a text. The bike guy say don't leave us out. Do y'all have any motorcycles over there?
Shit. Hey.
Don't say nothing, gazillionaire. Don't say nothing about the motorcycles. Lock that shit in with the motorcycles, too, boy.
Get your ass down.
Bet.
All right. The stage is set. It's war, baby.
Hey, you got my personal number. Call me, ma.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Junior. I'm going to call you right after the show.
You got it, man. You guys have a good night, man. Be safe out there, man. All right.
All right. Much love to everybody.
All right.
Hey, Tone.